I am a native of Opelousas, Louisiana. I came here for my collegiate education at Philander Smith College. I am a senior majoring in political science. Four sisters, the only male, so of course a household with quote-unquote five mothers. It's definitely an interesting dynamic. Of course, it worked to my betterment in a lot of ways. I feel that my skills and background qualify me to represent District 36 due to my activity in the district on campus of Philander Smith College. I've served as Student Government Association Vice President and President. I'm a proud member of Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Most importantly, just by listening and being present in, you know, some of the meetings that you literally just want to sit back and listen in, it helped to develop a dynamic within myself that said, you are able to be a catalyst for change whenever you are ready to.
You personally, what do you believe are the greatest strengths and also the greatest challenges of your district?
So definitely some of the strengths of District 36 is just its deep sense of history. It has a very deep sense of pride. And of course, it goes back to the civil rights movement of individuals pushing the advocacy for our communities that was needed and that, you know, is still needed in a lot of ways this day. Some of the needs of District 36 is just to help the newer generation, the younger students, the younger, you know, individuals that have migrated to District 36 understand the role that they can play in shaping the history going forward while also paying deference and showing reverence to the past.
How would you address those challenges that you mentioned, and especially how would you sort of do it in a way that, you know, would be effective in the legislature when you're representing a district that's not really kind of in the mainstream of political power and you would be a Democrat and majority Republican-led legislature?
I feel that some of the legislation that I could put forward would definitely cater towards the availability of educational programs for youth, recreational programs for youth, and it being more organized so that the district feels more combined, more, I guess you could say, connected in a sense. Definitely having an understanding of the needs of our senior citizens in the district, you know, what programs could be added benefit to their quality of life as we know it, what assistance could we provide them in terms of transportation or in terms of medical benefits and care, and most importantly, in what ways can we help them to still feel connected and involved with their community.
Are there aspects within the legislature itself that you think need changing or something that you would especially like to challenge, I guess?
The obvious, you know, can be stated. I'm 21 years of age. I am going into my final year in college. And I feel as if again, although I understand the importance of experience, I do not feel as if simply because an individual does not have the experience in your eyes does not mean that they don't understand their segments of the population or understand the individuals that they've talked to have not absorbed information that they attended the meetings.
What would you say is your signature issue or issues that you feel need more attention from lawmakers in the legislature?
I feel that lawmakers in the legislature would definitely pay more attention to the high school students who are transitioning to college and the experiences that they are going to gain in college, because that's a key pipeline to maintaining an informed and educated and an active constituency within our state. Those things make the difference in the quality of life of community, the makeup of community, the ways in which we impact our youth, the ways in which we go about appreciating our elders, and most importantly, the way in which we continue to move forward.